www.mymac.com。
Welcome to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, and we have a full hour for you to tackle the topics of the day at 800-228-0550 to start the program today. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Next hour, two guests, Senator John Hoeven at the top of the hour, a member of the Farm Bill Negotiating Committee, the House and the Senate. Reports are inching closer to a deal. Talk about that in a moment, but we'll get an update firsthand from Senator Hoeven next hour to start the program. Also, NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. Think he's getting much sleep? who's the next coach of the Bison? How to start the process? How much to pay him? Are the assistants going to go along with Coach Bowl? Can he lure one of those assistants, as the next head coach? Should he? All the questions. Not to mention, they play at 11 a.m. on ESPN and their quest for a third national championship happening in the middle of all of this. So we'll talk to Gene Taylor about that. Good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
I am just fine, my friend. Happy Tuesday to you, too.
What the heck is on your mind?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit coming up at 10 o'clock with Senator John Hoeven, member of the Farm Bill Conference Committee. I get a little update on where things are at, but Collard Peterson is saying that the Farm Bill talks close, food stamp agreement reached, bill heading for January vote. Is that good news for producers? And I'd like to hear what some of the producers' vision for a Farm Bill is. It seems like whether you're a farmer or a rancher, everybody I've talked to on the ag side, they want the free market. They just want a safety net. Are we looking at a Farm Bill right now with record spending? And to me, when you pull out the SNAP program, the Farm Bill's not big. It's not unmanageable within the scope of rampant government spending. All the farmers and producers out there want is that little bit of safety net. They want that security. It's not because agriculture is a business, which it is, but it's not a business. To farmers and ranchers, it's a way of life, and that's what they want protected. They want to be able to go, you know what, we've had two drought years, or we had locusts, or we had hail, or we had one thing or another. We want to be able to keep the family farm. Is that too much to ask?
And you mentioned Congressman Colin Peterson. One of the things that he's talking about is he's not sure this is going to pass in the House because the deal that come out, he hasn't given exact numbers, but he said evidently there is a deal between the House and the Senate and the negotiators on the food stamp reform. And if you remember, there was $40 billion, which the House had proposed, in the way of reforms to, in other words, you don't automatically go on food stamps if you sign up for a different program. There were ways to reduce $40 billion in the program, work requirements, different things like that. And evidently the deal is, he's not saying the numbers, but he's saying the Senate had $4 billion in reforms. The House had $40 billion, and he's saying it's much closer to the Senate version of four than 40. So he's saying that threatens passage on the House side. So my question, I guess, for growers, when you bring up what do growers think about this, what's more important? Certainty, which, you know, I pity the farmers out there and the uncertainty that's there because of this food fight, no pun intended, on the Farm Bill. So they're looking at, okay, what's the roadmap? What do I have? Or is getting runaway spending on food stamps under control more important? You know, in other words, at this point, has the House made their case that reform is necessary and you live to fight another day and just give in and go closer to the Senate number to get a Farm Bill passed? I think that's the question farmers are going to have to weigh in on, and I hope they do today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Colin Peterson wouldn't give a number. We'll try and get one on to Senator Hoeven and see how much of a compromise.
Well, and the other thing, too, if you do have any questions for Senator Hoeven concerning the Farm Bill, you can also leave a call off air, 855-200-1776. Just press 1, and we'll get that phone call or your question or your comment to Senator Hoeven as well.
All right, what's on my mind? Jamestown, North Dakota. I haven't had a chance to talk about this, yes, on the program, but I'm curious what listeners not only in Jamestown think, but anywhere listening in the Northern Plains. The city of Jamestown has been working with a group of folks that are developers, giving them $100,000 already, and going to give them up to $900,000 if they go out and make a deal with a hardware store, Lowe's, Menards, or Home Depot. They want a big box hardware retailer in Jamestown, and they're willing to dole out public money to do it. And it never happened before in Jamestown, but they've hired these real estate developers, offered them up to $900,000 if they can lure one of these three hardware chains to town. And, by the way, there's more. It also could include millions of dollars in sales tax breaks for the successful store, as well as tax increment financing, which would allow the store's property taxes to be spent on improving the site's infrastructure. Now, when you hear that at first, I don't know about you, but my head about wanted to explode. You got to be kidding me. I'm thinking about stores that have been there for years, now seeing tax dollars they've contributed go to luring competition and thinking, are you kidding me? Now, here's the reason they're doing it. These folks, these developers that they're paying all this money to, up to $900,000, already given $100,000, brought some data to the city of Jamestown that showed that purportedly that Jamestown was missing out on $56 million a year in home improvement sales and a million some odd dollars in sales tax revenue every year because of the leakage of Jamestown shoppers going to either Bismarck or Fargo to shop at one of those big box stores. So Jamestown's saying essentially, hey, we're losing the money now. In other words, the local hardware store isn't getting these dollars because we don't have one of these three stores. I still think this is a bad idea. I really do.
Here's the problem, though, Scott. To me, you're subsidizing a for-profit business, which means you're, like you said, you're putting extra due weight onto the local businesses that are already there. They're going to have an uphill climb trying to compete financially with a business that's being subsidized with tax dollars. So what are you really winning if you're the community of Jamestown? You've got a business coming in that you're trying to lure in with tax dollars. So when you factor in the tax dollars, that wrench that you might be able to buy at a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a Menards for $5, well, by the time I get done kicking in my tax dollars because we're subsidizing that business to be there, it's now a $6 or $7 wrench. Where is this a win? Where is this good for business? If it's profitable to be in Jamestown, they will come. Period.
Yeah, and this is a game that's being played around the country now, and Menards has taken advantage of some of these deals in some of these smaller communities. The mayor actually said she initially was skeptical about this idea, but then called Yankton, and evidently this worked in Yankton, so she said, why not try it here? You know, again, taxpayer in Jamestown, these are your dollars, okay? This is money taken out of your pocket to lure one of these companies here. What do you think of it? And just the premise of it, taxpayers everywhere using public money as an incentive to lure competition to town. Is it a good idea? Again, the argument they're making is that the dollars are leaving anyway. Do you buy that? Is that a good enough argument? I just think this really is a punch in the gut to, and by the way, they have Max Hardware there. They have Home Economy there. They have, I'd rather they take a sliver of the bucks that they're going to hand to some developer or, you know, incentivize Lowe's or Menards or Home Depot to come into these communities. I'd rather they take a sliver of it, just a tiny percentage, and do some kind of shop local campaign. I mean, really, you know, point out the fact that, hey, anything you buy at Lowe's, you can buy at Home Economy. Anything you buy at Menards, you can buy at Max. You know, go to your lifestyle appliance. Go to your True Value Hardware store. You know, look the owner in the whites of the eye. The market ought to sort this out. They're putting a thumb on the scale, in my view. You think differently? Please let us know. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So Farm Bill on Steve's mind, and incentives for big-box retailers in Jamestown, North Dakota on mind. Now the question is, what's on your mind? And by the way, we have this entire first hour for you to weigh in on the stories of the day today on the program. So next hour, Senator John Hoeven and NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. All right, first call of the hour. Do we have time here? Steve, should we wait? We'll wait for Matt to join us, who's traveling I-94 today, first up after the break here, because I want to give him plenty of time to weigh in. So we'll do that. Matt, hang tight. Mark is weighing in already. He's in the line. The calls are starting to stack up. We want to hear from all of you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And another treacherous night on the roads, especially in western North Dakota last night. Huh, Steve?
Southwest actually was a little nasty. Winds came up here in Bismarck yesterday, and I talked to several people. Actually, I was over at the Christmas tree lighting last night. Beautiful Christmas tree, over 3,000 handmade wooden ornaments at the state capitol. And I was talking to a couple public service directors, and they were driving back from Kildare and said the roads were extremely treacherous yesterday.
Yeah, 83 was tough, too, I understand. All right. Matt, you're up first when we come back. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up next hour, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven, a member of the Farm Bill Conference Committee, get an update on the Farm Bill, where that's at, some of the agreements, some of the deals that are being made, which version is going to wind up being come out, as Senator Hoeven is one of the key individuals trying to marry the House and the Senate versions together. If you have any questions, you'd like to leave a question off air for Senator John Hoeven, 855-200-1776. Just press number one, and we'll pass that on as well. Let's get to the phones. Don on the interstate. Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think it would kind of be a good business to have a big lumber yard or something like Lowe's or Menards coming to Jamestown, because really they don't have nothing. And back in the 60s, they wanted to open Kmart in the north side of Mandan. The locals cried, well, what's going to happen to our businesses downtown, the hardware stores and stuff? Now they don't even have nothing. There used to be four or five hardware stores downtown, and then there ain't even none left.
So, what would you do if... Are you from Jamestown, by the way, Don?
No, I'm from Mandan.
Oh, you're from Mandan. Okay, but you think this is a good idea for Jamestown to do?
Well, yeah, because look at how far you got to go, because I know quite a few people down there that have to go to either way Bismarck when they want lumber or to go to... Fargo, because this way they could get it locally. Otherwise, they have to drive all the way.
Well, that's the argument from Jamestown. These folks are leaving already. Obviously, these products are available currently from stores like Max and Home of the Economy in Jamestown. But here's my question, Don. If it's Don's Hardware that's been in Jamestown for 25 years, paying property taxes and contributing, obviously, with employees and other things to the economy of Jamestown. Now, the tax dollars you've contributed are turning around to lure a competitor to your town. You're okay with that?
Well, I think it'd be a good deal because you'd have more competition. Because if they also would be stopping down there, because instead of running, stocking up, like down in Fargo or Bismarck, it might be good because more people would be coming to Jamestown.
Right. Now, I agree with you on the fact that it's more competition, and that's fantastic, but it's more competition with a little bit of a thumb on the scale because your tax dollars were used as an extra incentive to get them. I mean, the argument you're making, more people, shopping locally because there's more options there, and then maybe I'm going to browse a little bit and go to Don's store and go to Menards or Home Depot or whatever. I agree with you. But the question I'm asking is, you're okay with the tax dollars being added as bait for the big box store?
Oh, yeah, I think it would be a good idea. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
But I still have a problem with subsidizing a business to compete against local business.
Yeah, but it might still be good for the local business, though.
Well, then why don't those local businesses get that same incentive? You know, you've been here. We're going to reward you by giving you a tax break because you've been here and contributed to the community instead of bringing in business to compete against that local business that has been there for that community.
Yeah, but this, like I said before, you'd have, like, say, more building going on, more people coming in. And if they didn't have what they wanted, they're going to stop in at your store, too. Otherwise, they just fly right down to Interstate and they go right past your store. And you ain't even got a chance. They might come in there, look around. They might buy, like, say, $5-$10 worth. That's $5-$10 worth you wouldn't have.
All right, Don. Don's okay with this. And with tax dollars. Appreciate you sharing your opinion with us. Merrill and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm on my way, actually, right through Bismarck now, from going from Fargo to beautiful Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. So... out here doing that, just kind of that commute for North Dakotans, just another day on the road. But here's why I'm calling. I know some business people in Williston who are kind of going through the same thing. Now, you guys might know more about this. They are using tax incentives and tax breaks to bring one of these large stores to town as well. Now, this has been going on for a while. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't remember the name of this store.
Yeah,
which community again?
That was Williston. We talked to the mayor about their debate previously on the program.
I just don't remember what the name of the store is. But, you know, rather than like me, if I was a citizen of Williston, of course, yeah, it's our taxpayer. But I think the guy who really has the beef is that business person in Williston and who's been there forever through thick and through thin, And, you know, it's their tax money, too, that is being asked to help pay for this, for these businesses. And of course, they're not getting anything. And, you know, money, especially in Williston, I have to agree with your partner there, Scott, is that, you know, the business is there in this particular spot. And gosh, money, they're dropping more money on the floor up there in a day than I make in a year, just at the till. And I can see where the small business person on Main Street and downtown Williston are upset with their city leaders that here they've been there forever doing business, members of the community contributing, volunteering, and now their tax money is being asked to bring the big chain stores into town. So that's all I wanted to chip in there. I think they have a legitimate beef, but I don't know if there's much they can do about it. And you know they're going to make money hand over fist when they do get built in Williston.
Oh, absolutely. Merrill, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Matt on the interstate, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's just this deal in Jamestown. You know, what's the real reason they're wanting to bring these big companies in? You know, they got over there at Spiritwood, they got a new fertilizer plant coming in, they got, you know, a lot of development going on out there. You know, is that the reason they want to bring in one of these big box stores or whatever? You know, but the other thing is I do agree with what you said so far on the why can't they subsidize the local businesses, if, you know, give them the tax break. I mean, if you're going to give a big company a tax break, you might as well make it fair right across the line to the rest of the companies that have been there that stuck it out.
Yeah, their argument, Matt, is that they're losing the dollars already. Right. So that's the, you know, that's their argument that, okay, according to this study, you know, these dollars go to either Bismarck or Fargo. And so they're not being spent locally anyway. So we'll get those dollars back by contributing the tax dollars. But to Merrill's point, I agree. With whose money? The people that have been there that didn't need an incentive to open up a store. That's why it smacks of an assault on the businesses that are already there to me.
Exactly. Yep.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Interesting viewpoints on this. Mike and Dickinson, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. On this topic that you're talking about, I don't know if Dickinson would give any tax incentives or anything like that, but we're going through a similar thing over here, and I'm tickled pink that Menard's coming in. Because, you know, with these little places, they don't have the selection. And, you know, you talk to them and say, you know, hey, if you – you know, get more selection, we could do more business. And they haven't done it around here. And you got to travel all over town at different places just to get the things you need. And a lot of times you can't. You got to order it, and it's just an inconvenience. Now,
so you're okay with it, Mike, and with the tax dollars being used to incentivize the business to come?
No, that part I'm not cool with. All right, hang on.
We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. You're up against the clock. More of your calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deals. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
On the Farm Bill. Use the same logic you're using for Jamestown and apply it to the Farm Bill. In fact, if you're constitutionally minded there at the radio station, there would be no Farm Bill. There would be no SNAP program as well. The federal constitution only provides a small amount of services, not a large amount. Thank you.
Thanks for the off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. The only argument with that I would have, though, is that it comes down to national security, food security, and it's a safety issue by not supporting the agriculture industry out there. That's the only take that I would have on that or add to that as well. Mike and Dickinson wanted to let you finish up your comments.
Just basically, I don't know what the $900,000 is for, but if they want to give tax incentives for that company to come in, that's fine so long as they do it across the board for all the local businesses so there's still competition. Now, if they're paying them $900,000 to come in, I don't agree with that.
And so here's what the deal looks to me like. The developers get up to $900,000 if they get one of these three big box stores, and then the developers get to use property tax, incentives. So, in other words, tax increment financing would say, okay, if you came in without any incentive, you'd pay X, but you're only going to have to pay Y. And so they get a couple of goodies to be able to offer. So But the developers are the ones that, by luring them, it says it would pay them an initial sum of $100,000 and up to $900,000 if a hardware chain and other smaller stores open on the site. Anderson said the developers will be paid through tax increment financing and not the city's general fund, but that doesn't really matter. And then there's also talk of millions in sales tax breaks, as well as tax increment financing, which would allow the store's property taxes to be spent on improving the site's infrastructure. So.
Okay, well, there again, you could still do that across the board for other local businesses, give them tax breaks and stuff like that. But, you know, also a lot of the blame falls on those local businesses, you know, that they could have, you know, made bigger advances on their own sooner before it has to come to this to where everybody wants that. I mean, like where I'm at, you got plenty of lumber to choose from, then nothing to go with it. And they've got a whole section of their store of all these displays that nobody needs when they could stock actual goods that you could buy rather than having to drive all over town. And you mention it to them, and they're just not interested in even getting it.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks. Joy and Lincoln, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Your take.
Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Joy.
Yeah.
We can hear you loud and clear, Joy. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I'm just calling more out of nostalgia more than anything else, but I have really fond memories of shopping downtown Jamestown in the early 70s, you know, going across the street to Woolworths or from the high school or, you know, going to Penny's and stuff. And I think it's a bit sad, you know, when the smaller stores, whether it's a clothing store or a hardware store, you know, have to go bye-bye. And I guess I remember when the mall was built, and that made me a little sad, too, because I thought, oh, gee, you know, there goes downtown Jamestown. But, and I know they've done some things to, you know, bring it back and stuff, and there's some good eating places and, you know, businesses and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I really have mixed feelings about the whole thing. You know, I'm trying to see both sides. But first, you know, mom and pop businesses to go away, it's just sad.
It is horribly sad.
Yeah, you know, here's my take on it, Joy, to your point of them leaving. It's, you know, if a store has to close because just the times have changed and whatever, there's competition there, you know, that's the free market sorting it out. It might be sad. It might be, a sign of the times.
Right.
But when that's accelerated by the tax dollars that store is paid being used to bring in a competitor, to me, that's where you're assaulting common sense here.
It's wrong. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion, but it's just wrong. And I know business people say it's just business. Okay. Yeah, I hear that, but I don't know. I again, you know, sometimes I just think the big business people want to come in and do their thing, and it's all about the bottom dollar, and yeah.
Joy,
I don't know.
Joy, thanks for the phone call, and I couldn't agree with you more on the fact that, you know, if business wants to come in because it's profitable, then they'll come in. You don't need to subsidize that, and you don't need to have a small town business that's been there for a community spending their tax dollars. In essence, they're subsidizing their own competition, and that's just not right. John in Jamestown, what's on your mind today? John, go ahead.
Yeah, there?
Yep, go ahead, John.
Yeah, see, I live in Jamestown, lived here for 15 years, and, you know, if you look at the population of Jamestown over the past 20 years, it's been completely stagnant, if not even going down. One of the reasons for that is you know, the local businesses around here are protecting, you know, their issues. They're practicing protectionism, and it's been going on for a long time here. Anybody who's lived here will tell you that. We've had more store closings recently. Our mall is about empty. If you bring in one of these box stores, it makes Jamestown a destination point. The smaller businesses, I believe, will thrive. It's more of a draw. Right now, people are driving to Fargo, to Bismarck. I guess that's really my point in the whole thing.
So good use of tax dollars, as far as you're concerned, to get the something in town that doesn't exist now, even though it's retail competition for those that have been there all those years?
Yeah, there's been a lot of businesses here for all those years, but if you walk into any one of those stores, they're empty. They're not pulling in the business now because people will travel if they need to buy in bulk, and it makes Jamestown more of a destination point is what I'm trying to get at. And,
sure. Is this a hot topic in Jamestown, John? A lot of folks talking about this?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's been a lot of, you know, protectionism around here, I think, protecting the local businesses, and it's really stagnated Jamestown. We're in an ideal location on I-94, and we should be thriving, and we're not. Just to give you an example, the other day I priced out some tires at a local chain store, found out I could get them for $100 less in Fargo. So it's a no-brainer. I'm going to drive to Fargo, have a nice meal, fill up with gas. That's what Jamestown's missing here. So that's just my point.
But at a certain point, isn't it just the trickle down? You mentioned Jamestown as being a hub, and a lot of people don't think of Jamestown as a hub. When you think around the state, you think Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, to a certain degree now with what's going on in western North Dakota, Dickinson and Williston. Jamestown's kind of been forgotten along the interstate, but it's still a hub. And you mentioned it's a hub, and it is a hub for a lot of those small communities around Jamestown.
Yeah, go out 45 miles in any direction, and that's, you know, the folks that would come to Jamestown rather than go to Fargo, Aberdeen, Bismarck.
Aberdeen's a great example. Somebody in Ellendale or Ashley, where are they going to go? Are they going to go to Jamestown, or are they going to go down to Aberdeen?
You're exactly right. And Aberdeen has made themselves a great destination. They've got entertainment, they've got shopping, they've got everything, storybook land. Jamestown needs to get on with this type of planning. That's my point. We have an ideal location here. We just need new ideas.
Thanks for the phone call. If you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I guess I agree with the last caller. I've lived in Jamestown for 30 years, and the shopping is not very good in Jamestown, and it doesn't take a very big shopping list to pay for your trip to go to Fargo or Bismarck to get what you need. And I know I don't hear any customers really complaining about this move. I hear other businesses complaining. And I know of there's a couple of lumber yards in town, and one of those lumber yards was started by a guy who years ago had started a trucking business under the same terms that this big box store. He had a lot of city incentives, tax incentives to get his business off the ground, and he was competing with other trucking companies in town. He has since sold that off, made a profit, and invested in this one lumber yard. So what goes around comes around, and so for myself, I'm glad to see some action.
Brian, quick question for you. Do you think that Jamestown's 2% city sales tax also hurts business? Does that drive people to go to a Bismarck or an Aberdeen or to Fargo rather than shop in Jamestown?
It could. Yeah, I guess I haven't thought of that much for myself. It could have. The other thing is, and it's not all business. There's some good businesses in Jamestown, but the customer service in general, there's a lot of businesses. If they provided the customer service like that in Fargo or Bismarck, they would go under.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks a bunch. Got a minute left, so let's get one more quick one in here from Steve in Bismarck. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say that this reminds me of Obama's cronyism, where the government picks losers and winners.
Well, I'd sure think that way if I was, somebody that had been paying taxes there for a long time, without question. But it sounds like the consumers want it in Jamestown, at least from our read so far. But, you're picking winners and losers, but you're also picking a winner at the expense of the losers who've been paying taxes all the years. So that's the thing that's amazing to me. Emailer here says, I can't agree more about not subsidizing big box stores. They should give these breaks to small businesses for once. Big boxes ruin communities. They drive out small business, run down wages, reduce variety of specialty items, and cheapen products available in the area. The opinion of that listener. To me, big box versus, mom-pop hardware store, consumer decides. Free market works. So I'm not anti big box stores. What I'm anti is the idea that you use the tax dollars generated by the small guy to help the big guy. That seems bizarre. More on this topic and others as we continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Dawn, why do farmers raise animals indoors when they are more likely to carry foodborne illnesses?
That's actually a myth animal rights groups have regurgitated so often, people take it as fact. Animals raised indoors carry fewer pathogens than those that are raised outside. That's because the animals are not lying in their own waste, their diet and environment is controlled, and they are drinking from clean water systems. In fact, studies show that exposure to salmonella, toxoplasma, and trichinella in pigs raised outdoors was higher than in pigs raised indoors. Animals get foodborne pathogens by drinking contaminated water, through improper nutrition, parasites, and cross-contamination with other animals of a different species. By controlling the environment, raising the animals indoors, pathogens are more easily controlled, and a pathogen-free pig is a happy pig.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
NDFB.org, and we thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau for their sponsorship of What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550, Senator John Hope at the top of next hour, and NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on a busy week, replacing Coach Craig Bowler, who's headed for Wyoming and another playoff game this weekend, all coming up on the program. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, I really have to agree with the last Mike from Dickinson. It was like I was listening to myself talk, but you know, he's right about I'm a do-it-yourself guy, you know, and there is nothing more frustrating than I've been going into one of these local stores and they don't have what you want, you know, they don't have what you need, and he's right, they don't really care about, you know, filling their shelves up. And I think if they would do that, you know, and kind of get ahead of that competition, you know, I think it would definitely help. But, you know, you look at, like, Menards going up here in Dickinson, that thing went up so fast. I mean, it's mind-boggling from the day they broke ground to it's going to be opening pretty quick. There must be such a big investment in that that you probably couldn't even really think about it, you know.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Dan and Streeter. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm the guy you're talking about, because when I have to decide if I'm going to go to Bismarck to do shopping or Jamestown to do shopping, you know, I got to figure out, and I do a lot of, you know, home projects, and I'm sorry, there just isn't the stuff in Jamestown. I'm not big on the government incentive, but that's kind of what's necessary to bring it in. You know, I mean, it's either 100 miles for me to go to Bismarck or 60 miles to Jamestown. You know, that's 80 miles of fuel cost stuff that I have to figure out, and there's just not the selection in Jamestown. It's not there. And
right. It's
a lot more expensive. So, you know, so that's just my way in. And, Pete, by the way, 4 roosters in my backyard this morning.
Ah, you're making me jealous, Dan.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for work. But anyway, take care, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's keep rolling here so we get everybody in before the break. Dave and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, see, I heard this morning on the radio that the state of North Dakota paid $700 for their Christmas tree from the state of Wisconsin. How crazy is that?
I don't think we have big Christmas trees like that.
Big Christmas tree doesn't matter. We have plenty of evergreen trees in this state that would fulfill exactly what they need. We don't need a big Christmas tree. We just need a tree from the state of North Dakota. You go to Burlington, North Dakota, west of Minot, and there's a nursery there called TC Nursery. And they have beautiful, beautiful mature trees there.
Well, we don't have enough trees in North Dakota.
Wisconsin? That's ridiculous.
We don't have enough trees in North Dakota. I'd rather keep them living and planted rather than cut down.
We got one tree to cut down every year for a Christmas tree for the state of North Dakota. Give me a break.
Hi, Dave. I'm with you. North Dakota ought to be our tree. And if we're going to pay $700, if they're not tall enough, you know, do 3 of them or something. Make them a little bit smaller. But spend the bucks in North Dakota. We don't need to go to Wisconsin to get a tree. You and I are on opposite pages of that one. Here's an off-air call back to the Farm Bill Jamestown analogy here.
It's hypocritical for you guys to say, you know, you're against this idea in Jamestown, which I am too. But yet you'll give millions of dollars of subsidies to farmers.
So apples and oranges, you know, he went on, we don't have time to get into this, but I mean, that's total apples and oranges when you look at, you know, a world market. There's not a world market for hammers. There is a world market for crops, and that is a national security issue as much
food
as it is.
Food safety and food security, and yeah. Do you want to pay $15 for a gallon of milk.
Devin in Hebron, let's get you in quickly here, about half a minute for your comment. Devin?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I was just calling in about your topic in Jamestown, and I think the whole issue comes down to whether you want the small-town business or the big-town business, because I hear everybody saying we need them to have more stock and everything, but I don't think they comprehend how much money it really takes to run a place and how much overhead it is to bring in more if you're not turning it over on a regular basis.
Yeah, interesting point. And not every community can have the big box. And, of course, we have the element of the tax dollars. Devin, appreciate the comment. Take a break. Senator Hovind, when we come back, and more of your calls.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but Fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.